My name is Bess Rhodes, and I recently completed a doctorate on 16th century St. Andrews. I'm about to read an extract from a source written by a 12th century monk at St. Andrew's Cathedral. It describes how the bones of St. Andrew were brought from the Mediterranean up to Scotland. In the year 345, Constantius, grandson of Constantine, son of Helena, gathered a great army to plunder the city of Patras in order to avenge the execution of the blessed Andrew, the apostle of Christ, and to remove from there his remains. But on the third night, before the emperor entered the city with his army, an angel of God descending from heaven appeared to the holy men who were guarding the remains of St. Andrew the Apostle, and ordered the holy bishop Regulus to go with his clerics to the sarcophagus in which were deposited the bones of the blessed Andrew, and to take from there three fingers of his right hand and the arm between the elbow and the shoulder and his kneecap and one of his teeth. They took these parts of his remains, just as the angel had commanded them, and put them in a very secret place. The following day, after these relics had been put away, Emperor Constantius came at dawn with his army and plundered both the city and the province and took with him to Rome the casket in which he found the rest of the bones of the holy apostle. After a few days had passed, the angel of God again came from heaven to the blessed Bishop Regulus, whom he addressed thus: "By command of God on high, do not delay to go to northern parts, towards the rising sun, with the remains of Andrew, the disciple of Christ. And in whatever place the ship which will carry you and your company across the sea is wrecked, there you will lay the foundations of a church in the name of the Lord and of his apostle Andrew. For that place will be for you and your companions your resting place forever. And there will be your resurrection on the day of the last judgment." And Bishop Regulus, according to the precept of the angel, accompanied by holy men with the remains of the holy apostle, sailed. And so the holy men, having suffered innumerable toils along the sea coasts, with God as their guide, directed their sail towards the north and landed on the night of St. Michael in the land of the Picts, at a place which had been called Muckross, but is now called Kilraimont.